right? I found four authorities who say the same word. All 40 years in the Midbar, there were the only proper Ger Tzedek who joined Klal Yisrael, was destroyed this week's parish. So says Rabbi Pinchas Karitzer, Imri Pinchas, so says Rabbi Bank of Emden in his Pirish, Mishneh Lechem, Masechta Bikurim, so says the Malbim in the Sefer Eretz Chemda, etc., etc. What is the reason they didn't accept Geir? So there's two possibilities. One possibility, the Malbim says in Eretz Chemda, is because just like the Gemara says in Yevam, that we make Dovid Ushloimah. When things are Yidden are on top of the world, everything is going well, you can't be Megayer Geir, because maybe they're being Megayer L'shem Gedula, because it pains to be a Jew, right? Therefore, when you're Mukuf and Aniakovin, you have a Mon and a Be'er, and all these incredible miracles, how could you accept Geir? That's number one. Number two, however, the Panim Yofis writes, Moiridika Panim Yofis, in Parshas Chukas, when it says there, Vayesh Mimenu Shevi, they went to war. Who was the Shevi? One Shivcha. Says the Malbe, says the Panim Yofis, Aflo, why were they only took a Shivcha? They didn't take any Avodim. Because the Shivcha, you can Megayer through Tfilah. Mashain came to Megayer a goy, a male, a zohar, to an eved, you need mila. And since you couldn't mal in the midbar because the Ruach Zvonis wasn't Menasheves, therefore they couldn't be Megayer Geirim in the 40 years in the midbar. And so is brought in the Hisophus of the Pirish Maril Diskin, Ala Toira Halarichs. There are Midrashas Chalukas in this, I can't begin to, I have no time to explain, but it seems that the preponderance of authorities, right, Chazal, is that in the Midbar you couldn't be Megayer Geirim, and one of the reasons is because you couldn't be Mali. And Mila, the Chura, is essential for the Talich of Geirus. Shtel zich the Shaila, oi bazoi, so how is Yisri Megayer? Even though it's a danger. It's not Mechuyiv to be Megayer. How can you place yourself in Skolas Tefashis to be Megayer? Okay, let me just, before I even begin to deal with this, let me just preface a practical Shiloh, which came up before the Second World War. A person, Nebuch, had diabetes. Probably there was whatever medical problems there was. He comes with a bundle of notes for his doctor that this guy, John, wants to become a Ger Tzedek. There's no doubt of his sincerity. He cannot medically mal. To circumcise himself will be skonis nefosh. Could you be megayer him only with tefillah, like a woman? Or he can't be nisgayer. So the Aznayim LaMishpot, Rav Zalman Sorotzkin, who was then Yad Yemina of Rav Chaim HaYuzer, was Rav Lutzkerov, he was there by Rav Chaim, the whole Asif of Gedolei Yisrael in Vilna. The Shaila came, and Rav Chaim HaYuzer showed to Rav Zalman Sorotzkin a tshuva which was then printed. And Rav Chaim HaYuzer schreit gewalt that the contemporary Rav, contemporary Godel, was permitted, B'chai Gavna, when it's medically indicated that you're allowed to megayer a ger only with tefillah. You can't be megayer him with mila, because it'll kill him. Actually, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Tezvov Simon Aleph, he's Chelik Rochel Megalus Suid. Where is this tshuva? Shachem tshuvas chazoin lamoyed from Rav Eidelberg. And Eina Sefer Tachas Yod, no idea what Sefer is, but he was metzadid in a tshuva to be mekel. He said he came to Rechaim Eizer, and he told him to be mashmit that whole tshuva, right? Agirad found in the Mitzvah Soilus. Soilus are gonna go in him. He also said you can megayer b'diavad because just like the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, that a child who meisu ochiv machmas mila, his older brothers died because of mila. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, as we show him, you could be sachim, you could anoint him with shemen of truma, right? Because he's like an oral, yes, before 8 days. The raya is a shver, a raya is a tzitzik velten against the mechasayilus. The mechasayilus is a gana goinim, the rebbe of the shefachayim, the chuzim rebbe. He was my rosh yeshiva zayda, Hirschsprung zayda. He was duklerov, a gana goinim, but the vast majority of poskim were stark chulik on this psak. So brings the Tzitz Eliezer, a ribui Rav Kook and Das Kuyin, and then the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Har Tzvi, Hun Vernoch, a whole list of Gedolei Yisrael. Yes, the Malam Elohoyul from Rav Tzvi Hoffman, a whole list of Gedolei Yisrael was stark against this Pesach, and they said, you know, if a person's Ayid, right, and he has to mal and he can't. So you have a principle, Oynus Rachmona Patra. Or Ber Oynus Commander Ovid Le'amrin. Bepoil, you need Mila for Geirus, and you can't do it, so you can't become a Geir. Become for Chsidium with Oylem and keep your Shivim with Reinayach, you'll get your Olam Hab. But you can't be Megayir if you don't have. So Rav Zalman Sirotskin told Rav Chaim, I got a riot from this week's parsha. Yisrael was mal, right? You tell me it's a danger to be mal in the midbar without the Ruach Tzefonis. Why would he moisu nefesh for mila? It's a chariah that he knew without mila you can't be a, you can't, right? The riot is a starker riot because the Chavasel Sashoran writes, right? Over there, Yisrael could have gone somewhere else to be mal. Who said he had to be in the midbar where Tachas Kanfiyah done on Yaakovid, and therefore the Ruach Tzefonis goes somewhere else that you have? Over Eichshiyah, the Gedolei Yisrael all paskind at the end of the day that a ger, the bottom line is halacha, a ger without mila, even if he's onus and he can't perform the mila for medical reasons, cannot possibly be a ger. The MS is the Panovitcher Rav, the Zecher Yitzchak, the little Panovitcher in Siman Aleph and Beis is mitzadeh lechuris tolin machlokes rishon. A zocher is nichnas lebris with mila and tefila. Is the seder ma'akiv or not? What would be if a person first went to the mikveh and then had the geirus? The opposite of normal order. So it's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ra'o brought in the Ritva. Right? There's two ways to learn pshat. So the Zecher Yitzchak, little Panovitcher, says, it all depends, it hinges around the question, is the Milo a chelik from the talich of Geirus? Is it one of the procedures that shaft that creates the Geirus? Or, so pshat is, you can learn another way. The MS, what makes the Goya Jew? The Tvil. Nor calls man, you're an oral. The oral is like a chitza, which, like toiv of a sheretz biyad, how can you be toiv of an oral? The nafkamina would be what happens, you mixed up the Seder. According to the Ra'ah, if you were Toivel, and then you made the Bris, so you're Toivel with an Orla, the Tfila felt in the Tfila. Or Berlav Dafka, that the Mila is a Chelek from the Etzen Talich of Geirus. Right? Yeah? Or Yubazoi, you could argue that when you can't do it, it was impossible, then maybe it's not Makiv. Mashenkin, according to Rabban, if you made tefillah and then made bris milah, it's kosher. B'diovat, it's kosher. Is the chara, you can't say the milah is a hechsher to the tefillah. The milah is part of the actual procedure of geirus. If the milah is part of the procedure of geirus, then it's ma'akiv. And if you can't do it, hello. So l'chura, l'shitas achiezer, or l'shitas abitul panovich, z'chayitzok alibad Rabban. And that's bottom line halacha, as practiced today. Right? So Yisroi could not become a Jew, and take this out there, without Mila. But who says he's to be a Jew? It's honest. Finished. Shel Zuch the Shaila, before we begin further in dealing with Yisroi per se, there's a klotzkasha, which the Yisroi's Truva, their lawyer of, asks. If you tell me a goy is now to danger himself, right? How could any gear convert? And to become a ger, he has to undergo. And he has to undergo mila, right? So how could any ger become a Jew? How do I know that mila is a stakona? First of all, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, Ki alecha haragnu kol ayoyim zu mila. As Chazal say in Yalkut, how could a person kol ayoyim every day kill yourself? Because Mila is a Pulunim Shech, it's the reverse of the Bits of Mila. And the Gemara says in Megillah, why did they make the bracha of Rifo'enu? Al the eighth bracha, B'Sheminis. Because Bechuvin connected Milu, which is Bishminis. Right? Yeah, and Rashi says, Zimnin Demayas. Mila is dangerous. Right? If you get cut with barzel, with metal, you can mechal Shabbos for such a person. Yeah? Is Rayetz Konos Nefoshes. If it's a Konos Nefoshes, what gives a heter for a goy to be Megayah? Hello? I got Betty at Kolskasha. There's some Sofer in Yeruday and Simon Reish Mem Hey. I said, Betty, how is any Jewish child mauled if you tell me it's a danger? Right? So how can you have a Torah mitzvah to maul when it's a danger? Elamai, you're going to answer me. The Hokuf is the tzivui of the Torah. Right? Because the Torah gave you the mitzvah meal. The same Torah said you can't put yourself in danger said also you have a mitzvah meal. Is the Chorei that the mitzvah of, and the whole of the needs. If at the time is a geschmack is sticklich in the Beis Yitzchak and Avdi Neder, aber the Alstrof to gewaldig a Teiris, but I have no time. How did the Teir permit Mila? Elam, or command Mila? Elam, are you going to say that the mitzvah of the Sakona is suspended vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Mila? Ze'eno, if our raya, we make so ochim, machmas Mila. You do have the mitzvah of Pyogosh. It's a charaya that Pyogosh nefesh, it's a klot kasher, right? I mean by a kasha, which is so obvious, no one thinks about it, right? Yes? So the Chasidim brings from a Chacham Echot. The emes is, the Gemara says in Yuma, that by Pikuach Nefesh, you don't go Basar Roif. Right? The vast majority of children who are Mal Baruch Hashem, they're healthy and well, but they're 120 years. Right? Nervos, there's a mute. And here the Torah says, this mute, where there's a potential mute of danger, that we suspend to perform the mitzvah of mila, the mute sakon. Oh, berhecha, where it's not just a mute, v'raya mezu ochim machmas mila, right? Yeah? Then it's not just a mute with any motzui, right? Then there's an absolute danger, present danger, and therefore I could go through a beisha or a difference, whatever, okay. Yeah? So there's no roiv, and therefore the din of pikuach nefesh of kolat Torah kula kicks it. The chasifer is not happy with this answer, and he says, "Be'emes mitzvahs mila really is a sakon. So why is it not a sakon? Because mitzvah is magnum masa. The mitzvah of mila protects you, right? Yeah, because that gufa is the gather of the mitzvah. So a person who follows Torah, and he's following the Abish's command, he's muftach loy shel, the Chasifer, by the way, was a moil muvuk in his own life. So Chasifer, you're muftach loy shel yizuk. Right? So that only strengthens the kasha. But medvorem amurim, you're born to a Jewish mother. And therefore, you're mechuyev in mil. And therefore, you could say, the mitzvah is magnum mat. Mashen gen a goy, vetim gebeten, stay where you are. So what is the heter for a goy to be? Yes. So this Eirus Tshuva then clashes. There's a whole lumbus being coming. I'm just giving you like say like, maybe you're going to say that the goy who wants to convert, since in roiv cases mila is not a danger, right? It's only in a mute of cases. Maybe the goy, although he's commanded not to commit murder, he's only mechuyev when it's like a vaday, but not mitzat sofik. And these earlier roiv goes ragansa a beautiful shtick of lumbus. This is not true. Because the number, it's totally, if a goy is commanded not to put a danger, not to put himself in danger, right? So it depends on the svarach itzoyna. If you hold that sveke deraisa l'chumra, when in doubt, you have to be machmer, who be in doubt, also in skonos nefosh. Like the vort of Chaim Hayadu, I'm machmer in pekuch nefesh. Right? But even the shittas harambam, that may not tell you the sveke deraisa l'kula, yeah, only the Rabbanu were machmir in the Sveik deraisa. But what is the reason the Rambam says Sveik deraisa lekula? Because we learn from a pasuk Mamzer Vavi Asa Rachmana Vlei Mamzer Sofik, and that is the binyan ad that whenever there's a Sofik, I'll leave it the Rambam, you're allowed to go what lekula. Aber since the drashas of Chazal, whatever, are only given diyid and not for goyim, yes. So that without that limud from Mamzer Vaday, you would say always the Sfor Pshuta is that Sveke Deraisa B'chumra. That was the Prima, whatever, yeah? God and a whole Geschäft, yeah? If it's Sveke Deraisa B'chumra, so the Goy should be Machmer and not go through Mila and put himself in danger. You with me? So how do you ever allow a goy to be mal? Bifrat. The Gemara says in Ksuvah that Gerkot Matbil in Israel Daf Bez, he has a Mila. What gives the best and the right to Misak and someone else's kid? Mela says the Yisrael Shuvah, you can answer when you're being Megayer. It's a mitzvah gedolah l'stoifev tachas kanfei hashchina. Become a Yid. It's a mitzvah of the goy to become a Yid. Gevaldige zchus, right? So maybe also we'll say Shomer mitzvah l'yedid ra, right? And there's the mitzvah is magnum asla. But how does it help for a child? You with me? But moreover, not tifer, the Sefer called Mishnah Sager from Rav Moshe Klein, who's the son of the Ungvar Arav from Nasha Klein. And he says, Mele hatenach, if it's an ordinary danger. So you could say, Dos Gufa, when the Torah said, a goy becomes a yid, he's Megayer through Mila and Tvila. Is the Charaya, the Torah was mat, like, undid any skona of the Mila, because why? The Dos Gufa is how you mal, how you convert. Masha'inkin, if you're in the midbar, and there's a more than normal average of danger here, so who said maybe the Torah was only speaking if you're dealing with a normal situation, not a geirus in the midbar? So hadra kushi l'duchta. So how in the world was back to square one? How did Yisrael convert? So the panim yofis, the steerus and panim yofis all over the place. But I'm not going. That's another whole shluz in itself. So the panim yofis says that the Gemara says in Yuma daf pei vav over there, whatever that you don't go basaroy by. But by skonas nefoshes, maybe it's only by a Jew, but not by a goy. And by a goy, you go b'sar roiv. So how does a goy convert? How does the guy convert? Because I'll be roiv, there's no danger. Hello? What is the logic in that? So he explains very, very simply, very beautifully. You can't say it's b'sar b'sar roiv, because we know that Sefer is mechadish, that the Indian of roiv only applies to a Jew, acharab lahat, it doesn't apply to a goy. So what's the difference between a goy and a yid? The difference is, if a person does something, goes to the 20th story of a building and falls off, it's l'chura sakona, quite a big sakona. What? It's vados, l'chura, l'tashos, yeah? Asher alki, the Torah says, achatim tzasechem narasechem edrish, it's prohibited for a goy to give it susan. But mila is not, the Gemara says, lecha ragnu kol ayoyim, but it's not a sakona vados, it's a certain percentage of danger. And then you say by an ordinary yid, the mitzvah is magnum asla, the mitzvah protects. Right? But it's not, statistically, such a strong whatever. So why would it be, you can't say you're committing suicide by having a bris mila. That's ridiculous. So the most you could say is, by Yisrael, there's another Yisrael. Right? V'nishmartim o'idle nafshiseichem. A Jew is not allowed to do anything which is potentially dangerous. Therefore, even with a smaller ratio percentage of danger, he also can't do it. But Masha'en came by a goy. There's no mitzvah of nishmartem oidl nafshiseichem. There's only suicide. This is not called suicide. You with me? So far, so good. It's a nice answer. But it's not so posh. The Chasam Sofer brings a kasha from Kadmoinim, Sofer in Chaim Siman Rishchas. You remember it says in Zoyis HaBrocha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Shevet Levi, Ki Shamru Imrosecha Ubrischa Yuntsoy. Where is the Brischa Yuntsoy? It says this phrase, says Rashi, Alasar, Brischa and Seiru, that only Shevet Levi circumcised their children in the midbar. Right? Stell sich the Shaila, how did they do so? Dangerous. There was no Rotsafoinis. The rest of Klal Yisrael didn't mal, because of Sakona. So how did Shevet Levi, they had a special protection? Well, what's the story? So the Shaila, Shuvah Shiva Sin, Simon and Dal says, Shevet Levi had bitochen in the Rabbeinu. Right, that Shomer Mitzvah Liedera. Right, but how the Churlif, even the Fizeh, how did they put their children in things? You want to be talking for yourself, right? Good above your child. So he says, since it's not Bori Hezekin, and it's only a Shash Rochuk, right? Shash Baalmo. Therefore, you could say like Kiva the Haidna, Kiva the Dosh Barabim, Shomer Mitzvah Hashem. They will protect you. What's Pshat? So the Chavos HaSharon Sharon says, you saw from the Chavos Ish in quite a few places, there are certain things in Hilchos Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, with chloritz goes to fashion, Pikuach Nefesh, Vashoyel Harizah Shevich Domim, and the Nishal is Harizah Meguna. It's not a question, you have to be Chavos Shabbos. There are those issues in life which are sort of the gray areas, where a Rav could say to a person, it's not like, I'm an absolute danger. You're as finicky person, yucky, whatever, you're like a, I don't know, you're like a obsessive, neurotic, whatever, compulsive, whatever person, you get very uptight. The Rav could paskin al pi shulchan aruch, you could be mechal Shabbos with this. But if you want to have bitochen, and you gotta know what Shabbos, you know? But there's certain issues that are the gray area, it's not a burning sekona, you know, whatever. Yeah? And therefore what? You're allowed to have bitochen. So Shevet Levi had bitochen. The other guys lacked, they were Tani Amunah, they didn't have bitochen. So there wasn't the Midbar, there wasn't the Ruach Ben HaSheves. Yeah? The vast majority didn't want to mal their child. Children, you know, people are taking for themselves. But, And the fees there, everyone knows the Ramban, the Radak, Tosfos in the Flamadal, David Zion in Kiddushin. In the whole 40 years in the Midbar, except for Shana Shnius, Klal Yisrael didn't bring a Karban Pesach, because Milas Charim is Ma'akiv, the father for me, a Karban Pesach. So Tosfos says, would they Mezidim not to bring up? These are the people who went out of Mitzrayim, and they didn't bring a Karban Pesach to celebrate Pesach. Would they Mezidim not to mal their child, and therefore they're Mufke from Karban Pesach? Right? So he says the Fianal, right? They were choishes for Sakona, and they were choishes for Sakona al pi halocha, but Shevet Levi, because they were Siddim, whatever, they were not choishes and they relied on bitochen v'chuluchu. What? So why couldn't they bring Korban Pesach? Yeah? Good question. So the Gemara said in Yevamos that if a child is ill, could the father, he can't have a bris, could the father bring up a Korban Pesach avad? But here, since it's the Minchas Soilus, the Klerov says, since it was technically possible to bring up a Korban Pesach, Shevet Levi did, that was enough to ma'akev them in Pesach. Mistama, because when the klal was mufki generally, it applied to everybody. Yeah? So that's one mahalach. Maybe Yisrael was a man of great bitochen, and he was like, Al-Darach Shevet Levi. After all, his Aden was from Shevet Levi. Last time I looked it up in this, yeah. You with me? Aber, it's all getting fine. Aber, the Chesuifer says, Befedish, that if a Yid from Shevet Naphtali would go to Moshe, I'm in the Midbar, my wife just had a baby, Mazel Tov, should I make a brisbi in Mashmini? In the Midbar? Moshe would have Zichur said no. Hello? Tovabor, he would have said no. You can't put someone in a Sakon. That they were not allowed to put themselves in Sakona. By the way, the Radak says in Yeshua, you don't find anywhere in the Nevi'im, any Novi castigating Kal Yisrael for not having brought up a Korban Pesach. Even though this is a phrase which is Gnusul Yisrael, everyone knows, but you don't find anything wrong. They did Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, Al Pi Aloch. Norvos, you could say, Bamedvor, Mamurim, Bayit. But ain't in a goy, as we said before, is not mechuy and not metzuve in v'nishmarat l'nafshisechem. Or befrat others form explain that goy is not mechuy in v'chaybohem. Which the gemara learns v'chaybohem v'loy sheyom. We spend the gemara in yuma, right? So therefore, yisrael could be meister nefesh. How do you like that for an answer? Hello, Earth. What? So he's a goy. At the moment, he's a ben noyach. He's doing a step in the process of conversion. He's not a yid until he finishes it off the hur pashtus. Yes, hello. We discussed once together of a malvoli tov, an ein kamakim, famous story in Yerushalayim. Yes, but he's still a goy. So could he do something which is putting him in danger now? Right? At the moment, he's a goy. Right? A goy is not mechuyev in the shmart and after sechem, and a goy is not mechuyev in the chaybohem, and therefore many svarim say that's precisely how Yisroi was able to be megayev.
Why wouldn't the rest of the guy also
my dear, sweet, holy brother. Good kasha. I told you the vort. First of all, Rosh Chalukas. But I told you the vort of the Panim Yafis in one place, the Paras Chukas and Meril Diskin, and the Sophis, right? That the reason why they were not Makabel Gerim 40 years because you couldn't do Mila. There's another reason also, because of the Gemara in Yivam Mestaf Chavdal. They Makablin Gerim. Yeah, we can argue. But this vort that for a goy there's no mitzvah of Inishmartem, there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of Chaybohem, that explains Yisrael according to many forms of the Binyan Ariel and the Pardes Yosef and the Ganrova and many of the classical commentators of this week's parsha. So far, so good. Which is not so muskum. Hello. This could spend like 20 hours discussing, right? Which I'm not going to. This is totally in an ashla ravag mambish big machlikus. A goy who, let's say, doctor, whatever, doctor says, this goy, in order to behave seriously ill, critically ill, the only way he can have a refu is eating Eivir Menachai. Because Eivir Menachai, I don't know, the blood is still, whatever. Eivir Menachai is going to heal. Could he eat Eivir Menachai to save himself or not? What are you passing? Halloy, no. If a yid, you know what? Because the yid has a mitzvah v'chayvahem, and the Gemara said v'chayvahem overrides kol atera kula except for the Gemara Averis. A goy has no v'chayvahem, so you should know that the Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Gadim and Tevas Guma and Rebbe Kiva Eger and a tshuva that Nosim Yishtet they printed all say a goy is now allowed to eat Avram and Achai even if it's got us the fashion if he doesn't need it. Hello. Batach some Sofer and many others hold he's allowed to eat it. The Peir Shua. Right. Can I ask you another plus kasha? A yid, is he allowed to be moister nev? For all other Averis, Yahorik, Yavar Val Yahorik, except for the Gimelakas. And what is he allowed to be machmir and not eat treif, even though he'll die if he doesn't eat treif? I put a gun to his head. If you don't eat a cheeseburger, McDonald's, I'll blow your brains out. Could you be machmir or not? Good. Usually when I ask a question, if you answer machlokes, you're usually right. 90% of the time. The Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisrael, the Atayra Paschus Halchadal, Befeirish, you're not allowed to. If you're over, you're mischayev and nafshi. Toysis in Avay Dezor, Dachl Zayin, the Rosh, the hold, you're allowed to. Machlokes. But there are those who hold, and a whole lot of Yichud, the Shalom Shuvah, Beishaur, the whole list of Achreinim, who will even, the Shidus HaRambam, Besafek Pekuch Nefesh, right? Yeah, then you're allowed to. That's number one. Number two, okay. Okay. The Shaila is Azoi. Could he desire to be Moisir Nefesh Vizaviris? When it's not Mechuyu. So the Parashas Drochim, B'Shem, the Maharit, and many others holds no. The Meshach Chochman, I read B'Yapam, say, yeah, what's linked to the Machlokes? Let me try to explain it very, very simply. Let's go to another episode in Torah. Remember, put the rewind button like a few weeks ago. Remember the fellow called Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayef Kesheyu Bamoloim, right? And they wanted to, right? Vayevakesh Lamitzoi, because what? He didn't Malustra. So Chazal say, the Gemara says in the Dorim, the Flamen Aleph, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Chas v'Sholom, that Moshe was in the Srashul min Amilu. No, he said, I'm going L'derech, and it's a Sakono, and therefore, right, he's going to... Yes? So he was going to mount. So the Mizrahi asked the obvious Kasha, but if you told me that a Goy has no V'chai b'hem, so why was... If a Goy has no V'chai b'hem, is there... right? How could you say that Moshe was able to push off the Mila? He's the chuyif the mal. Ah, your kid will die. Tough luck. That's together the dovechay ben by a goy. So the Mizrahi holds, and I can tell you a whole sheet is like the Mizrahi. Chay Brisker and Hilchos Ritzeach, our Rama, that a goy has to be Moshe nefesh for any one of his Zion misses. I can tell you an equal Marocha hold. He doesn't. He's not allowed to even. He doesn't have to. He's not allowed to. Vos licked up. So. Shul Rozovsky in the Zichron Shmuel says, it's only in another machlokes. It's a very deep word. You could say that, that guy, this famous Shmuel, I once said it myself 40 years ago. Let me just be mocked. There's a difference between if a goy puts a gun to your head and says, do this aveira, I'll blow your brains out. Right? The Rambam says, Gimel aveira sazoi. Other things, yaver valihori. Right? Etc. But what happens, let's say, avidazor gilash vizdom? He puts a gun to your head, he's ma'anis you. Right? And you went ahead, Rahman al and did the aveira. You succumbed to that you couldn't with this. Are you chayiv? Are you culpable? Are you no? Because you're honest. What happens? A person's ill, and the only refu is avay dezor. Some witch doctor avay dezor. You got to stand on your head and say whatever, right? You're not allowed to. In the srapim avay dezor. And what happens if you did? You chayiv a potter. You chayiv. What's the difference? There's a push to logic. Everyone says the chamdish shloimin zimelam. It's very famous. When the guy is putting a gun to your head, the ma'anis is there, the oinis is directly connected to what? The aveir. For that you're potter. Masha enkein, if you're ill, and the only refuah comes through the aveir, the end of the day, although the original initial cause was something you didn't want, but when you're going searching out the refuah, which is usur, you're the one who volitionally is making that choice. And then you're chayif. You with me? So therefore, says the Shmuel Rozovsky, loite minchas chinuch udi imei, right? Yeah? Since a ben noyach doesn't have a din of a chay bohem, so he has to give up his life for any one of the of shemiz. Right? Now the svara, the way I put it once, is the svara pshuta is that all mitzvahs be'emes, you should be what? Moisir nefesh. You could say, hein tayag mitzvah shalonu, hein zayin mitzvah shalhem. Nervos v'chay bohem, v'ayid, is mafkir. The svara pshuta, that you should be moisir nefesh, you don't have to, except for Gimel Aviris. Masha ein kein, right? So, Shmuel Rozovsky says, like, there's two ways to look at oinus. You can say, if I put a gun to your head and force you and coerce you to do something against your will, so you're an onus, right? An onus is not considered to be your action. Either it's not an action of a human being, as others for him say, because just you're a robot, you're a gavr became a chefzer. You're a stick of flesh. Or there is an action in a ma'isaveira, but it's not mesiachas to you, because you want mesiachas to you, the rotsen. However, you want to tick the lumdus, right? There's another way of learning it. Nay, it's not because the a ma'isa be'onus is not your ma'isa, or it's not a ma'isa be'adam. It is a ma'isa. Nevertheless, the Torah was given, and there's certain boundaries, the parameters to the performance of the mitzvah. Like a mitzvah is a hider at shlish, and this is a certain how much money you have to get out. A mitzvah was given, the svara pshut is you're not mechuyev to mitzvah nefesh, unless otherwise indicated. So those like the Mishnah Melech and Parshas Drachim or Dimei hold that the emes the sort of pshuta by all mitzvahs you're not mechuyev to mitzvah nefesh. Therefore, I understand the Chasam Sofer and the Bnei Yeshua etc. all say that even a goy is mechuyev in the chay bohem. Not just that thou shalt, because the sort of pshuta by all mitzvahs you have to live, and therefore it would be wrong to what die to do a mitzvah. And if you can learn that mahalach of the Chasam Sofer and the Mishnah Melech, etc., then I got news for you. I've said nothing in this whole shir, and we're back to square one. How in the world did Yisrael put himself in danger, right? For, if I had the time, I would go through another about 10 answers to this kasha, but I don't have the time. I'll give you a simple answer from which you can learn a Musar Haskel. The Bnei Yisosker in Derech Begudecha, in the Mitzvah of Mila, says, a posh is for. Even if it is a danger because he has diabetes, whatever, no blood clotting factor in his blood, whatever, right? Or like the Malchus puts a gun to your head, as any Christian who converts, we're going to shoot him. That would happen. Remember I told you the story of the Sefer? You know, I'll tell you a story in a minute. Okay, you don't remember. It's a murdering maisa. Such a maisa, how could you forget? Anyway. So the Bnei Yisosker says, right? Yeah, Afal Pikein, a goy is allowed to be megayer, even though by all mitzvahs you can't, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah when it's going to the forces. Aber to be nichnas, tachas, kanfe, ashchina, which through that you're neuchel, chayin nitzchim, chayim im habo, that you're allowed to endanger even your chayim has. And I saw in the Sefer, from a heintiga, chazdecha Michayim, from the Shafzor of Williamsburg, meuritiga vort, he says, this is a Sefer, meuritiga Sefer. You know in this week's parish, like Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Ten Commandments from the mountain? You know? Yeah? So he's bringing the Aseres HaDibris from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The whole thing of Rishus HaRabim, we learn Shabbos from, yeah, not this one, yeah. Hello? It's Shabbos, or it's Yom Kippur, whatever, well, yeah, hello? It's called Itzo, otherwise known as. There's no Eruv. Right? How did he bring down the Luchas? Pashat HaKash. Hello? Hello, I can tell you 100 answers. But you know what the Chesufer says a Meiridik answer? Look in the Chesufer Yerushalayim Chesufer, the five volumes, this week's end of this week's parasha, Meiridik. Hello, you know why? Because Torah is our life. I'll give you an example. My sister, I know people were involved. A group of Chesidim, or like the KGB, the NKVD, the Russian, the Communist, the Yimach Shema V'Zichrom, were raided of them. They took a bunch of Chesidish Lubavitcher boys and they brought them in a communist orphanage to shmout them out, to make them communists. They were communicating through throwing notes over fences, and the only time that the guards were lax, they took the weekend with Shabbos. They asked a Shaila Aloch Lamaisa, Praloch, Praktaloch. Are you allowed to Michal Shabbos to save a Jewish child from a communist orphanage? Maisa Joy. The Aloch is klor. Anyone who learns Aloch Shabbos, Mogen Avram, Ashur Harav, you're allowed to. For Chaye Shoh, you're allowed to. For the Guf, for the Neshama Zichrazi. So the Chesed Sofer says, Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the Luchas Torah Kodesh to Kal Yisrael is Chaye Nitzki. That overrides the Isra of Itzo. Here I'm Achim Toya Merdech Chesed Sofer. Asher Alkin, right? It's Bikuch Nefesh. Now, you told me in the Midbar, without the Ruach Min Hasheves, now, basically, I understand the but not tiefer. The skana of the goof being mal is a suffix. Suffix, skana, goofness. Not having Torah, not being megayer, not having olam haba is a vadai skana of the neshama. Vadai a suffix in a vadai bari v'shema the bari odif, and therefore they can, you're allowed to put yourself in skana, right, of your goof. For the sake of a vaday of your neshama. The Musar Haskel is, right, whether Yisroi came before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah, Gemara, and Zvachim, Gemara, and Eir, whatever, all over the place, right? Machloikas. But the fact that in this week's Parsha, in the Seder Han Yonim, the Torah writes it, is Yisroi, is the lesson from Parsha Yisroi is Akdoma, that how every one of us, the naturally born Jews, had to get Torah. And Torah is Nikna only with Mesiras Nefesh, as I've said 1,000 times. The Gemara says, and Nishner does, even though we pass in Schar Mitzvah by Al Malekha, for that which a Jew does through Mesiras Nefesh, then you have the Shmina of the Rabbein Shalom to save you. When the Gemara says in Brachas that a Papa said to Abayim, Maishna Rishonim, that the Kamis Rachish Lan Niso, Maishna Anot, that Chavchen, we scream Kol Ayoim, and left the Mashkechman, because Rishonim Kamosu Narshayo Akidish Hashem, and Anan Faket. Right? Say all the Meforshim, the Bebeshmal Achren, the Yisach Moshe, the Arvin Nachal, and the Subhazasha, when a Yid fears the Alpiteva, you're a straight guy, you know, it's dangerous, out of my comfort zone, that the Abish to act to you, they're a Chateva, fine, yeah. But when a Yid breaks his own teva, then Mida Keneged Mida, that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim was only in the schluss of Damil and Dampesach. There's an Ilus Ephraim from the Kliyakar who says, the whole time, the Tachlus of Bris Mila is that a Jew should learn that the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit is Mesiras Nefesh, on them gates. When you do it, when you have Mesiras Nefesh, then you, I'll finish off with this. Since you, the myself is so far. I've said this like 1,000 times, but I can't remember. I can't believe people don't remember it. Lay by the near Presburg, near by the city of the Chesufer, it was called Yerushalayim of Hungary, right? There was a row of a Choshver Talmud Chesufer, and he had a gear who wanted to convert to Goy, and in those days it was prohibited under the penalty of death for the gear, for the Megayer, the Rav, etc., etc. This Rav did it Pechashoy, and he was Mal, he was a Bemoyel, he was Mal the gear, like the right? But he couldn't stop the bleeding, and he was going to die from hemorrhaging. And it was, they would not only, it was illegal, they would not only kill him and kill the Rav, that made it would make a pogrom, a churban for Yiddishkeit in the whole country. So he ran immediately to Chum Sofer, what's doing, Rebbe? The Chum Sofer said, there's one only etzi you have is you have to go into a wagon, into a car, into a carriage, and go over the Danube, go over the river, and go at top speed, and go break through the gate, to the and go overboard. You will perish, the gear will perish, but you'll save Chal Yisrael. So you have to take care of the Chal. So, okay, he said his vidu, he said his nishma, said whatever he said, right? And the guy who just became a Jew, one day, you know, then a day later he's already Moshe Nefesh, yeah? He went into a Muchen, a Mezumen, and they started going, and they started revving up the speed. And as they're about to come to the bridge, to go overboard and jump into the river, and that's it, the end of them, a guy with a long white beard is standing there, he's like, hey, what's the problem? You're over the speed limit. He said, he's sort of like a chubadika person, I just want him. He told him the story, what the Rebbe, I'm a moyel mumche. Leave it to me. I have in my sam, you put it on, kachava, and it got better. The fellow, and he said, that was Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi knows about prison because he's been at one or two in the press, yeah? So anyway, so Eliyahu Navi, the guy, the Rav, was sitting in the spool. He went to his Rebbe, the Holy Chum Sofer, and he told him, Sofer like, was not in the spool, like he didn't bat an eye. So the Rav's Rebbe, the Abish Rebbe, Eliyahu Navi wants to do me a favor, right? You know what kind of night I had last night, knowing that I'm dying today? And you imagine you're saying your nishmas, your vidu, and you're about to be moved, you're not going to say goodbye to your wife, your kids, your ainikl, right? Could the Abish Rebbe have not spared me, like the whole Agnes Nefesh, you know? So Rav became very serious. You want to see Eliyahu Navi, and it should save your life, l'mayilu midera chateva, when you're not willing to meiz nefesh. Faket, once you are willing, kelecha, ragnu, kelayuim, to meiz nefesh for Yiddishkeit, then the shemir mitzvah, that's why it's Yisrael Mitzrayim, and Hegdash Rav Yildi Shibut, that's why the Yamsuf, Hayyam Rav Ayonis, my Rav initial Yosef, Yosef Tuch Mitzirah Nefesh, Vayonis Vayitzi Achutza, all brachas in the world comes in the schluss of Mitzirah Nefesh, which is why Yisrael comes as a preparation for our Kabbalah Satay.
Can I have your time, please? Can I have your time, please?